Fantasy Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to move on to something else in just a second, but we got so caught up with our quarter century discussion, which apparently we're going to pick back up later in the show. I didn't get the opportunity to tell you that Christian Yelich hit his first ever walk-off and his first walk-off home run, and it was a grand slam in extra innings. And I thought that was really cool. Now I take you to the saga of Steven Kolek. Steven Kolek left in the first inning yesterday, having thrown 38 pitches and given up 6 runs. He went on to get the win. He became the first pitcher to earn a win after allowing at least 6 runs in the first inning since Mark Burley did so for the White Sox in 2006. You want to take it a step further?
Do it.
He was the first pitcher to give up at least 6 earned runs in the first inning and win the game since Bartolo Colon for Cleveland in 1999.
That is what I'm talking about, dude.
Now, hopefully you're all caught up. All right. So this has a couple of different facets to it. We're going to start with tennis. We're going to move to the stars and then probably encompass a whole lot of other stuff. Is sports just genuinely more enjoyable when you have someone to root against? So I take you to tennis player Jacob Mensik. That's right. You probably already knew I was talking about Mensik. I'm sure everyone listening is really entrenched in the French Open, and that is phenomenal. So Mensik was up against the crowd favorite, Alexander Mueller. And people were booing Mensik and stuff, even though they might not have been against him to start, because that wasn't their guy. And at one point in the third set, he started to use his hand and his racket a little bit to act like he was conducting all of the people and their boos, which I love.
Is he playing puppet master a little bit?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, I got y'all eating out of the palm of my hand right now.
And I think that makes me want to boo him even more. It's like, Alec, we've talked about whenever I would go to a wrestling event in the late 90s and early 2000s, I would always bring a sign that said, please rip on my local sports team, because that was like the laziest go-to, and I liked it. And so,
yeah, but at least he's not the Cowboys, am I right? Everybody's like,
and that's especially what you would get in the late 90s and early 2000s. They would be like, what he did to me is criminal, but I guess you guys love criminals around here. And it was like, and so, like, that just makes it more fun. Like, if you're just at a nondescript French Open match that you're like, I don't really have a rooting interest, and a couple people boo this guy, and he starts conducting them, and I'm like, all right, I want that guy to lose now.
Oh, you do want him to lose.
I want that guy to win now. Okay. But most people, I'm sure they would want that person to lose now. I have clearly turned against Nugent Hopkins. I had nothing against him. Going into this, I'm sure he's a great human being, but I want him to fail
so bad
at hockey now, because he's been so agitating in this series. From the 903, they said, I like rooting against Angel Reese. So our question is, whether it's tennis, hockey, or whatever else, does sports inherently become more fun when you have somebody to root against?
Oh, man. So, and that, I think it does. If your team is winning.
Yeah.
Because if your team's losing to that person, you hate life. Like, everything they do, every time Draisaitl turns around and scores a goal and then slides into the glass and turns around and puts his arms out for his guys to come hug him or whatever, it irritates the crap out of me. I'm rooting against him, Kevin. I am rooting against Draisaitl, all right?
For sure.
And for the Stars at the same time. Guess what? It's difficult. It hurts because I'm sitting there watching this dude just destroy the team. T.O., you rooted against T.O. no matter what team. Anytime you saw T.O. playing, you were rooting against him. Unless he was on your fantasy team or if he was on your team. If he was on your team, you were like, you know what? I got a guy you're going to hate. Dion was one of those guys.
Does it bother you at all with Draisaitl that his name ends with a T and an L?
Yes. What is that even thing? What does it mean?
I don't know if that is a common spelling for people's last names that end in a T and an L. I just don't feel like I've seen it a lot.
From the 910, it creates fan participation. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good approach to it, because This goes to what Brett Boone's telling his players, right? Telling the guys on the team. Pay attention to the game. Be engaged with what's going on with the game. Find a hatred for the pitcher. Go up to the batter's box with a little bit of hate in your soul, and maybe it's going to help you put one out of the park.
All right. So probably the best example I can give you of this.
Adolis a couple of years ago.
Houston. But see, I feel like that's a little different because I had a particular rooting interest for as well. So I'm going to take you back to a UFC event. It's where Holly Holm kicked Ronda Rousey's stupid head off her neck. We were at the Fox and the Hound in Richardson.
Oh my gosh, she killed a woman?
Rest in peace. And I jumped up and I was like, oh, in your effing face. And so many people were rooting for Rousey, and she is the worst. She was mean to Nate Wood up here. Did you know that, Alec?
Yeah, I've heard the story a few times now.
Yes. So she's just, and Nate is the nicest person in the world. And so
never met anybody nicer.
She's rude and a crybaby and a sore loser and all that. So to see her get knocked out by Holly Holm, I wasn't a Holly Holm fan, but then I became one in that instance. So with Adolis, it's different because I love the Rangers. I'll root for the Rangers, and it just makes me hate the Astros more. For some of these people I've noticed, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, LeBron, or whoever, it's not necessarily that you're rooting for who they're playing against. You're like, no, I'm just rooting against that person. And I bet a lot of people watch sports or maybe live their life like that.
Yeah, the real recent example is definitely the Astros bunch. The Correas, the Bregman, the Springer, and Altuve group.
A stupid jerk sitting in the stands in their NASA outfits.
Yeah, well, I didn't hate those guys so much. We got a great meme out of that one, and we get to use it forever until history's over.
It's my favorite.
But it's the Bregmans. The Bregman is really probably the worst. Like, Correa was just there and was part of it.
Yeah.
Bregman was like, no, screw you guys. That never happened. And also, I don't have to pay a price for this. And he's also kind of a jerk sometimes. He's very good. Very good.
And see, and that's the thing that I wonder if y'all think is key to this discussion.
All right.
Do they have to be at least very good or above level for your hatred to be warranted? Because who's like watching some journeyman who averages 8 points and you're like, ha ha, only 3 in this game, you loser? Like, that's probably not happening as much, right?
Is it Dylan Brooks? Who's the one that everybody hates now?
Yeah, I believe. Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's
correct.
Not that good, right? Like, he's not that good. So he's one, but you just kind of like watching him get beat by the best because because of his own claim. Draymond is a different story, though. Yeah. Draymond's the kind of guy that there are times that I'm kind of pulling for him and other times that I'm just like, dude, you try to make it look like you're not hitting them, but it's the little kid that doesn't know. Yeah. His parents are literally watching.
Yeah.
And they keeps getting away with it too. That's the irritating part. But yeah, no, there's plenty of people like that.
So somebody said, Alec, that we should have named this the Aaron Rodgers segment.
Okay.
And I have terrible news for that person. Unless they really like just watching and rooting against Aaron Rodgers. What will Aaron Rodgers be doing week one of the NFL season? Not in the NFL, plus 550. Steelers roster as a quarterback, minus 1,000.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
So, in case you're still curious. All right, Alec, where do you fall on this?
I will say, I do think that, yes, it is fun, and I think it is necessary for sports watching to have a little bit of hatred there. But for me, it's always been wide-ranging. It doesn't have to be somebody who's good, because I'll tell you that a couple years ago, when he played for the Phoenix Suns, I can't even tell you where he is now, I hated Bismack Biyombo, and I can't tell you why. I was just I was just actively rooting against him whenever the Mavericks played him. I think it was because that was when we were running really small ball, and we just had nothing to match up against any true centers. And he's what, like 7'6", it feels like, compared to anybody we put on the floor, even though he's probably not even 7 foot himself. It's just that he was bigger than anybody we matched up with him. So it felt like he was otherworldly, but everybody knew he was not a good basketball player. So I just rooted against him anytime he would miss a shot. I'm like, ha ha.
You know what? I think I'm with you on a basketball player, although he has elevated status. So I like that you're like, don't tell me I can't pick on somebody mediocre. The person who it's become for me is Trae Young. Trae Young runs his mouth all the time. Is like, they should call the all snub team, the all Trae Young team. Get the hell out of here. You don't belong on an all-star team. Maybe once in a while you should. You're one of the worst shooters in the league. I know he's a good passer, and I get that, but he's a volume shooter. He just chucks the ball up there, and he's like, let's just see what happens. And so people are like, oh, wow, he averaged 27. Yeah, while shooting 40%.
If Dirk Nowitzki had won an NBA championship, not against the Miami Heat, it would have been amazing. It was that much sweeter because it was against Dwayne Wade.
I could see that.
And again, Dwayne Wade just showed up and was fouled all the time. Like, that's the reality. It's not like he was out there really, you know, being that guy. But it irritated the crap out of us because he kept accepting those free throws when he should have turned them down and said, that was not a free throw opportunity. That's not a foul.
Yeah.
He should have actually done that as a gentleman in the sport. But it was so much sweeter because we were rooting against – I wasn't rooting against LeBron as much, but whenever he did the whole coughing bit with Dwayne Wade, I was like, well, now you've just associated yourself with him.
Yeah.
So now this is
big mistake.
Yeah, this is an attack on you too, and that's what's going to happen. But it did make it sweeter when we won, knowing that Dirk was holding his hand up while Dwayne Wade was laying on the floor.
It makes the games more fun, I think, mostly to watch on TV, because I'm assuming if you're like at a game, not always, but most of the time, if you're at a game, you probably have a built-in rooting interest. But whenever you find a game that, like, hey, it's just a sports day, or you're like, I got nothing else to do and I'm going to lock in on this, it makes it more fun. And that's why I was really fascinated, Corey, because you brought up this story about Mensik, because I wonder if anyone in the crowd was watching and they're like, you know what? I like the guts on this kid. He's directing our boos. I'm going to root for him because everybody is against him.
Well, there are a couple of golfers that you like, you know, Kepka. I just think he's a punchable face guy, but people hate DeChambeau. People hate Rory. People hate Tiger. And they were actively rooting against Tiger.
Sure.
But then at the same time, because of the things that he was good at, they were like, you know what though? But who was it?
Nick Kyrgios, the tennis player.
That dude right there is a guy that I will root for. He's not the greatest, but he's very talented, and he is out there doing his bit.
It probably won't surprise you to know that that's who Mike gravitated towards in tennis.
It makes a lot of sense.
That dude is unhinged. Like, he loses a point, and he starts yelling at his parents and at his coach in the box. And he's like, what am I supposed to do?
I feel like that was how Mike played his life, a quarter mile at a time.
And they're like, I don't know, dude, just, like, don't double fault. And so I am curious if that is something that the WNBA has working for it right now, because a lot of people have decided that they can only root for Caitlin Clark or only root for Angel Reese, which I don't necessarily think is the case, but it seems like
you can just root for the WNBA. Yeah,
yes, but that is something that could work in their favor, is if Angel Reese is the villain and Caitlin Clark is the hero, or you think those roles are reversed. That drives people to watch.
Play it up.
Yeah, when you had the Celtics against the Lakers, it wasn't just that they were the best. It was that you're like, God, I hate the Lakers.
You had two very identifiable characters one. And you got to pick a side on it. Play that up, man. And enjoy that kind of battle is going on and that you get to experience that.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I'm absolutely with... And see, let's go back from the 2-4. Kevin talks so much trash about Trae Young, but the Mavs could use him. If he was strictly a real point guard and did not particularly shoot the ball.
What do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
He's really, really terrible at shooting. For someone who was, people raved about him. Oh my God, he is unstoppable. He has no range. There's no range. And I'm like, I agree for different reasons.
It's unlimited range.
Yeah.
Just limited is what you're saying.
Yeah. I was like, he could shoot from anywhere. I was like, no, you're right. He can. And most of the time he misses.